bhakti, but because you are upahas, doing upahas.
Ridicule.
To Bhakti Devi. Bhakti knowing everything. Anywhere it is written that if anyone did a tilak to the forehead of donkey, and all were doing pranam to that. All are donkey. Because they don't know. The difference between donkey and devotee. They are also donkey. So we should know all these things properly. So, as once Brahma, Narad, did pranam to Brahma and went to Shivlok. When he went there, what he saw? He was worshipping his Ishtadev, Mahasankarsan, and chanting Ram, 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 or Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, or Hare Krishna, this, but chanting Ram. And chanting his name, and worshipping him in by that Ram mantra. But Ram is that Sankarsan Ram. So, he was now jumping with his damaru, and Uma Devi was clapping. Ganesh, Kartik, the sons, all were so happy. They were also helping him in kirtan and dancing. When Narad came and saw that he is doing Ram Ram, worshipping him and dancing, then he began to tell, glorify him. Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, like this. When Shankar heard this, Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, oh, you are sometimes Shiva, sometimes Krishna. Then he became furious and he became angry. You don't know that I am not Krishna? I am even not qualified to serve Vaishnavas. I am not qualified for this. Even a devotee living in this world, having initiation, Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra and all other Vishnu mantra, and if he is initiated, then he becomes pure devotees, and his this body becomes transcendental. Diksha kare bhakta ka kare atma samarpan. Sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sama. Sei deh tar kare chidanandamaye. Sei deh sei Krishner bhaja. Gradually by doing so, a bhakt will be qualified if he is initiated by perfect any guru. Then practicing bhakti yoga, he will have nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. Right? And when bhav will come gradually, this body will go and nitya siddha, siddha deh will come. And that siddha deh is transcendental. Now it is covered with this physical body. But we have that thing. But it will come by the help of Swarup Shakti, by bhakti. Because Siddha Deh and all the things, devotion is the sar mane? Essence of Hladini and Sambit. So then this Siddha Deh will come. And at that time, his body is transcendental. So, at the time of Diksha also, is properly Diksha is given to him and he is taking properly in process. And he does Atmanivedan at that time. So we should think that he is my Gurudev or that devotee is transcendental. If that person is using anything, it also transcendental light. Like our Gurudev is transcendental. His sandal is also wooden. It was in market, I brought it by paying something, and Gurudev was using. Then we cannot use that sandal. It becomes transcendental. We should serve that sandal like Gurudev. If any Vaishnava like this Shiksha Guru, or any Vaishnava, anything of him is like transcendental. His remnant is also transcendental. How it became transcendental? A fruit, there was in market, fruit that, in market, I bought. Understand? I took it from market and I cut it in pieces and offered to Krishna. How that fruit from market and it become transcendental by offering? Yes, by mantra. Krishna will accept it and it will be transcendental. Then its effect will be so high that it can give Krishna prem. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnave, Sarpamat, Salpa Punyavatang Rajan, Vishwaso Naiva Jayate. So all are transcendental. So we should know all these things and try to proper respect them. So Shankar, Narad is glorifying and he became angry. Oh, why you are doing so? I don't want to hear. Then Narad became shameful. He knew all these facts, but he wanted to hear something from Shiva. So he became, oh, I have done wrong, Prabhu. But Prabhu, I have some doubt. You know all the tattva of, sarva tattva of Krishna and devotees and bhakti. You know all these things. So in Shastra it has been written, don't see bhed in Krishna name and Shiva name. Harihara, ekatma. It has been also written. O Thakur, you can get salvation, mukti, and also you and your wife Uma can give bhakti, prema bhakti. How? Sanatana Goswami has written. What reason? Vrindavana manipate jaiso mamaule shanak shanandana sanatana naradajya gopi swarabhaja vilasi jugangri padme prema prayachya nirupadhi namo namaste. You can give prem nirupadhi. Nirupadhi means without upadhi, suddha prem of braja you can give. And Raghunath Das Goswami has written in his prayers that Gopi wanted Krishna prema and he gave them. That is why he is Gopiswar. Krishna, Shankar worships Gopis. So Gopis are Ishwar of Shankar. Or he can give Gopi prem to any pure devotees that he may be Gopi afterward. So Shankar Tattva is so deli. What?
Complicated.
But we will have to know all these things. So he was telling, why he has taken Ganga? Because it is Charanamrita of Krishna. Krishna means Vamandev. No? Krishna can forgive the offenses to him and to his name. but he cannot forgive anyone doing aparad, offense to any Vaishnava or Shiv. He will not do. No? What I told?
That if someone commits an offense to Krishna or to his name, Krishna's name, Krishna can forgive that. But if someone commits an offense to his devotee or to Shiva, then Krishna will not forgive that.
Yes. So we should be very careful. Why he has taken Trishul? Trigon.
Trident.
Why he has taken? There are Sattarogun, Tamgun, Rajogun Gun. Three. If anyone is not worshipping Krishna, no, then he will attack by that. Not by that weapon, but by very dangerous weapons. What? Sat, Raj, Tam. He will bind by this for always and give, burn him for always. Burning, burning, burning. All the problems due to this. We are not serving Krishna. We are not chanting Krishna. We are not doing the devotional service practically in process. That is why this comes. From Damaru everything has come. All the sounds, Omkar also, and all. To attract anyone. If boys are weeping in room and anyone on the street doing like this, oh, what is this? All will be attracted. To attract all that. Oh, you should all chant Krishna and remember Krishna for this. And if you are not doing, then I will punish by this. Then Shankara at once become angry and, oh boy, you are ignorant. I told you that I am not Krishna, but you are telling me. Then Narada began to do like this. Prabhu, you are knowing all the tats. So I want to know something. He told that, really I am not near and dear and so much very favorable to Krishna. You know that I gave benediction to Raman. Raman once, he was sacrificing his head, cutting his head in fire. He gave first time. Oh, I became so happy. And I gave benediction. Anyone who will take your, cut your head, again head will come. And I gave him 10 heads. Why? Why? I cheated him by doing so. That very soon he is offending whole world and creating nonsense in whole world. So he should do quickly something that Krishna may come, Ram may come and punish him. For quickly. Once he was taking the Himalaya mountain, Kailash, on his head. Shankar saw that, oh, he is a very bad person. He wants to disturb me. So he, what? Pressed down. And Ravana was weeping so much. Save me. He was under that mountain. And he was weeping, so his name became Rudanatha Ravana. Because he was crying bitterly, weeping, so his name became like Ravana. So, Shankar is telling now that I gave benediction, and by thy power he became so in ego, and he took away Sita Devi. So I am now in repentance. I have done wrong. I gave some benediction to Bhasmasur, that Brikasur, there was a demon. He wanted to be very qualified, very powerful, like Brahma. So he was doing very kathor tapasya.
Severe
austerities. Then Shankara at once came and told, what you want? He saw that Shankara has come with his wife Uma Devi. And Uma Devi was like 16 years old, very beautiful young lady. Some water came from his tongue, and he now forget everything, and he wanted anyhow to make Uma his wife. So he thought a plan, and he told to Shankar, I want that to anybody I will touch from my dish palms, he should die at once, burn to ashes, his head should go away. Yes, it will be. Tathastu. And what you are wanting, I am giving you. Then he stepped forward, came, and he wanted to touch this to Shankar. Shankar began to run away from there. And he was going back, pursuing him. Shankar became so worried. Where he went? In Tridoki, in all Brahmand, he followed him. He forget his langoti also and serpents, because we are running quickly and seeing that demon is coming, following him. He also forget his trishul. And he began to do, oh Vishnu, 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 save me, save me. Then Krishna came in the shape of a very little boy and told, Shankar, what problem is? Oh, what to tell? I have given an benediction to this demon, and demon wants to touch his form to me. Oh, you should go away. I am taking care. When that demon came, and he was breathing so much, because he was also running, Vishnu told him that, Brikasur, why you are so worried and you are taking so much great breathing? He told that, have you seen Shankar? And if you have seen Shankar, then let me know that where he went. What is the problem? Tell me. I will serve that. I will
help you solve your problem.
He told that he has given benediction. So he went to test whether that benediction is true or false. Oh, my dear boy, this is the problem, not problem. You can take your palms to here and you will see that nothing is done. Shankar is always telling lies. He takes something weak,
poison,
and he is out of sense, he can tell anything. So don't believe in his words. And you can see here. And at once he gets his maya, mahamaya, to that demon. And mahamaya at once went in his mind. Oh yes, very simple things I should touch. Why not? This boy is telling like this, that you should test yourself. So when he touched his hand here, and he burned to ashes. So, he is telling that I have given some problem for Vishnu. I also went in Varanasi to Varanasi. Where that Varanasi has kept captured Aniruddha in his jail and prison. And then Krishna attacked him with whole force. Then he remembered Shankar, "Oh Shankar, save me." Krishna has come with soldiers and generals. Krishna came with Bhut, Pisach, Baital and all others. Understand? Bhut, Pisach? Three-legged person, stomach so big and legs so thin, head like so big, 1 mile in breadth, and stomach very little, teeth so long, and so ugly, and all these things. And legs, both Pisach, Baital, all came. And Shankar began to fight from the Varanasi. He became in the party of Varanasi. And actually the fighting was going without in Shankar and Krishna. And Krishna defeated Shankar. And he began to cut all the arms of Sahasrarjun. Varanasi has lakhs and lakhs hands. Then Shankar told, "Oh, save my this devotee. I'm praying only to you." Then Krishna became happy. And he kept only 4 hands here. And told that, "Now you are terrified. You should serve Shankar. But don't do anything for Vaishnavas. Don't make any offense for Vaishnava. Otherwise I will cut your head and all hands." Now he became a devotee. So Shankar is telling that, "I have made so many problems. So, really, I am not perfect." Why he is telling all these things? He is telling that, "I have not served Krishna anywhere. But Krishna has served me and he has cheated me. Why? Why he has done? He has done for that you should have honor to for any Vaishnava. Shankar is Vaishnava. One Shankar made a hard, very austerities.
Severe austerities.
No? And he asked from Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, I want that my puja should be superior than your puja. Understand? My worship should be more superior than your." Krishna became so happy. "Yes, tathastu." That is why Shankar has told, "Kya Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat paratharam devi aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param all kinds of aradhana, Vishnu aradhana is highest. But even there is some highest than Vishnu aradhana. What is that? The aradhana of devotees. So Shankar is devotee. Your aradhana will be more. If any is my devotee, and anyone is devotee, then I will have to have more prem for devotion, love and affection for that." So Shankar is also very tricky because he is the disciple of tricky. Of Krishna. So he is telling like those. "We should know all these things and then we should decide the intrinsic swarup,
nature
of any devotion, devotee. Then we can do all these things properly." Ho gaya samay? Oh. Shankara is now telling that if you want to know the pure devotees, then I can tell you. He is Prahlad. When Nrisimhadev was killing, he was what? Punishing that Hiranyakashipu, and he took the Nadi Ghori.
Intestines
of Hiranyakashipu, and took in his got like a garland, and he became so furious that his all hair were standing, jata. And it was like flame coming, and it will burn the whole world. Shankar Vishnu, Shankar Brahman, all were worried for this. But they cannot go to Shankar at that time to Nrisimhadev. And they told that, Prahlad, you can pacify your Prabhu, your father. Prahlad, running very quickly, he went and jumped up and came in the laps of Nrisimhadev. At once, Nrisimhadev was pacified, as if there was a very big fire, flames were coming, but you get so much water on that, and it was subsided, like Nrisimhadev was subsided. He began to weep, Prahlad, I could not come in time. You should forgive me for that. I want that you should have any benediction. Prahlad Maharaj told, I'm not a business person to take and give. So if there is anything anyabhilash in my heart, you should at once take, so that I may be pure devotee. Not a business person. He told that even you have nothing, but you should take any benediction. He told that then you should forgive my father, because he has given so many things. So you should forgive. So it has been done. Because if there is any my pure devotee, his forefathers up to 21 dynasty,
generation,
they are liberated. So your father has been liberated. Then he told that again you should take any benediction. Then he told that I want to take all the offenses of all the worldly persons, and I want to suffer for these. Taking birth and dying for all, and if I have done anything good, then they should be related and they should be given bhakti. Then Nrisimhadev told, oh, anyone will chant your name and they will tell to others these pastimes of Nrisimhadev and Prahlad, they will be liberated and they will have bhakti. So don't be worried that. So Prahlad Maharaj is very bona fide, and he has Krishna came himself to protect him in the shape of Nrisimhadev. And after that he continued to glorify Prahlad Maharaj. I will glorify tomorrow in our class. Gaur Premanande. We should try to take the teachings of all these things, and then you should decide yourself whether I am bona fide devotee or not, and quickly you will know all these things. Kirtan, Kirtan, Kirtan. Anyone? Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.